the city of York. They're in the studio here. We're getting an update about what's going on in the White Rose City. We've got Rebecca Mestis. She makes sure that our social calendar is filled and ready to go, as well as the city manager, Dalton Pierce. And good morning to you both.
Good morning.
Good morning.
Morning.
Dalton, we're going to start with you. You got an honor recently from the Chamber of Commerce. You're one of the 40 under 40, the people that they want to pay close attention to. So you're under a microscope now, Dalton. Just kind of give us your takeaway there. I mean, that's a pretty nice honor to get, I would assume, because we are not in that age category anymore. But they really see you as the future of York County.
Yeah, you know, I just take it as a great honor. You know, it's humbling. You know, I think that just being here in New York County for almost 3 years and being able to be recognized in that capacity means a great deal to me. But also, really, it's a tribute to my staff and who I have, you know, the team that I'm building. And I have some great people around me, Becky, my finance director, Jeff Wilkins, capital program manager, Sarah Ramirez, and obviously a great council that have provided opportunities. They support me and, you know, take my recommendations, and you know, we're propelling forward with some great momentum. So I think it's just kind of the stars aligning and being blessed to be there in New York. So,
well, we were proud of you. We saw the list,
absolutely.
And we said that's our boy Dalton.
That's
and I
right.
got it. So, congratulations!
Thank you.
Well, an issue that you have been dealing with since you have become city manager in the city of York is your growth, how to balance growth, folks in York. They don't mind the growth, but they don't want it to become like other municipalities in the York County area, so to speak. And you actually have some numbers you're going to present to council from the census dealing with growth, and kind of walk us through what those numbers are.
Right. So, you know, probably about 2 or 3 weeks ago, the census provided their updates on population estimates and such. So, you know, we grew 7.7%, which was fourth fastest in South Carolina. So, you know, you drive over there, you go by, you see us in the news, things we have going on, you know, it's all positive, you know, but it's been balanced. You know, we're thankful for that. You know, obviously, there's 18 subdivisions on the table. Four have reached substantial completion, and most have moved to that land disturbance or building homes. We have a few, three of them, two that council approved at the end of last year and one at the beginning of this year that hadn't quite met that mark quite yet, but they're well on their way. But you know, it is a balance, and you know, the information I'm providing to council is broken down by their districts. Obviously, the mayor's at large, so all districts, but you know, you can see where a heavy focus is on where our growth is. So, you know, on the eastern side and Mr. Charles Brewer's district, and then Matt Hickey over there on the west side. But really, both of their districts fall under, you have the Alexander Love bypass, so you do see it on the peripheral with those annexations and rezonings that are coming into the city. And if you break it down even more, the average units per subdivision across those districts are about 164. So, you know, we're not approving 600 unit subdivisions. Our council's not, you know, at this point in time. But, you know, with our comprehensive plan update underway and our downtown master plan and, you know, really looking at our capacity fees and impact fees, you know, we're building a great tool with resources to be able to prepare forward and be very focused and strategic in those investments, not just kind of throw it on the wall and see what happens. So grateful for that, to say the least, you know, but it's been a great honor, and you know, it's been great to be able to be there at the city of York and lead them and have a great council. Ultimately, that is what makes it, you know, I call it silent chaos over there at the city. And you know, we try to, you know, bear in mind not to have any disruptions internally, but because we have some good problems that we're dealing with. And you know, it does take partnership between the, you know, county, you know, the school district over there, obviously the state, because they own a vast amount of the roads in the city anyway. So we're wrapping up our Liberty Street water line, which will be done before Summerfest kicks off. So you know, very excited, but you know, we're happy. I would say I'm happy with where we're at. You know, so it's just we're very, very, very fortunate and honored to be able to, you know, be somebody in this community, and especially the Charlotte Metro as the city of York, to be a community of choice. So,
Dalton, when you look at the census numbers and where York has seen the increase, where does then the city of York compared to other cities and or counties across the state?
Right. So, you know, Post and Courier put out an article with a map probably, you know, as soon as that census data came out a couple of weeks ago. And, you know, the fastest growing municipality was Hardeeville, you know, down there in the low country. They were about 16%. Then you had Conway, which is a little over 10%. Then you had a multitude of municipalities around that Greenville area. So Fountain End, Malden, Greer, such. But, you know, we were actually kind of, we were tied, I guess, technically with the town of Fort Mill at 7.7%, you know, fourth fastest growing. So, you know, it's that sprawl from Charlotte that we're feeling, but also understanding, you know, learning from others that have grown exponentially here in York County, those municipalities, and trying to have an idea of how to best balance the growth, but also understand integrating economic advantages and opportunities into the community as well.
Well, 10 years ago, talking about growth and mentioning the city of York and Fort Mill
and showing up on a list like
that
would
not have been in the same sentence. So I think that just goes to show you where the growth is. And those other cities you mentioned, the two, Conway and Hardeeville, by the coast.
Yep.
So they've built out as much as they can. Now they're moving inward. Mm-hmm. Greenville-Spartanburg, they've got the mountains.
Right.
So we're landlocked a little bit, but you're saying we're seeing it from the Charlotte area, which makes sense.
We're
seeing that from.
Yeah.
Man, I know the York School District just selected a new superintendent. How important is that superintendent with the relationship in your role as city manager in the city of York?
Right. So, you know, for me, it is important because, you know, obviously with the actions taken by council for residential subdivisions, you know, there can be an impact on, you know, school population, that enrollment, and understanding what his priorities are in his first, you know, 3, 6, and 12 months, and understanding how we operate at the city and how he would like for the school district to operate, and being able to complement one another. You know, I know perfection is never going to occur, but having a strong partnership is vastly important.
Just make sure you're on the same page. Mm-hmm. Yeah, for sure.
It's huge.
Rebecca Mestis is also with the city of York. She makes sure that we have plenty to do there in the White Rose City. And before we jump into what's coming down the pipeline, let's get a recap of the 8th annual Silver in the City event, which has become a key mark or a key note event for you all.
It has. Yeah, we look forward to having them come every year. We had a little over, between 55 and 60 Airstreams this year. Mm-hmm. You know, they come into town, shut things down, but it's really a great opportunity for them to discover our town and discover all of our local businesses because they're there. And then, of course, we have some entertainment to bring some visitors in, an open house. So it was a great time.
And I think what's so great about that event is that the people who are bringing the Airstreams kind of open up their doors as well.
They do.
So you can come in and really experience what it's like to, you know, travel in an Airstream. So it's really cool. It's a neat event.
They are very unique people. Unique in a good way, too.
Yeah, absolutely.
They're very warm and welcoming, and they want everyone to experience that kind of lifestyle. Well, once you look past, now that you've got that event in the books, what else is on the horizon for the city of York this summer?
Well, the concert series actually starts tomorrow evening, and it will actually occur at our City Park Amphitheater this year. So we are excited to finally have that built. So the kiddos will be able to play with the splash pad while mom and dad can enjoy the concert. And so we've got restrooms over there as well. So it's going to be a great time.
So that's tomorrow, Thursday, May the 29th when it starts. And is
7 p.m.
that every Thursday for how long, or what is that?
It's the second and fourth Thursday.
Okay.
So in June and July, it'll be the second and fourth Thursday. And then we'll conclude in August. And then, of course, that brings us to, you know, Summerfest. So
It's back again. All right. What do we need to know? Just some of the early stages right now of the planning.
So August 23rd from 10 to 5. We're also bringing back the 5K, so you should see some registration open for that pretty soon. That will happen at the McKelvey Center, and we will have our golf tournament the day before as well. So that's
Dalton
one that
Dalton
looks
like.
Yes.
Dalton,
he
got a big smile on his face.
Had nothing to do with that. Right?
No. If anything, the golf tournament's got to stay a staple. I got to win it at least one time.
You've got to. Have you not won it yet?
No, not yet.
Dalton.
You got to surround yourself with a good team, Dalton.
Exactly.
Not that you're not good.
No. I think I'm going to hold tryouts here soon.
Okay.
So.
Oh, my goodness.
Oh, yes. My goodness. Oh, that's high. That's a
Captain
lot.
Is it Captain Choice? Is it a Captain Choice?
It is.
Okay.
It's Choice. It's okay.
You just need one good person. Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Like a really good golfer.
I've historically, I played a lot of golf with my police chief, and he does a good job. We enjoy it. You know, we have a good time with it. The first year, I think we shot 7 under, and we're like second or third in our flight. So last year, we kind of stumbled a little bit, so the expectations are continuing to climb. So.
Maybe this is your year.
So at least the police chief is on your team. You got to find two more.
That's right.
They don't need. They just need to be able to swing the golf club.
Well, you know, at the
maybe
end of
the new superintendent can
that's
on
a great
your
one.
Team.
Well,
that could be the case. And, you know, hindsight, having the police chief there, it just, you know, adds a little intimidation factor to everyone around us. So
I can give you my daughter. She's on the high school golf team. She would love it.
Yeah, absolutely.
She's pretty good. I mean, I'm a little biased, but she doesn't hook it. She just shoots it straight down the fairway. We don't have the strength yet, but she's only 13.
Well, she can get them out the gate, and then
I've come to learn in those tournaments, it's about chipping
game.
And putting.
Yeah.
It's
there
about making putts.
So. She's good. All that putt-putting we played as a kid is finally paying off.
Good.
All right. Well, awesome. Good. We'll get your team squared away. But the golf tournament is going to be part of Summerfest, as well as the 5K.
Mm-hmm.
And this kind of celebrates the end of summer as you wrap up the last couple of days before, you know, Labor Day, in air quotes, is the official last day of summer, they say. But this is one last hurrah before we begin the fall season.
Yep.
You're taking vendor applications and all that kind of good stuff
vendor
right
applications,
now.
Okay. Still looking for sponsors. If there are sponsors out there who are interested in being part of the event, absolutely.
Perfect. All right. Well, that's the update from the city of York. Dalton and Rebecca, great catching up with both of you. Thank you so much.
Thank you.